You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and today is Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, Wednesday, 2021, and it's time for our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online today by Kayla Tinker, a meteorologist with the Weather Service. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Well, ask you to look back on the month of April and any data you could find about temperature, precipitation for this area for the month and how that compared. What did you come across?
Yeah, so the month of April was very interesting across the board. So in Petersburg, we started the month with some below normal temperatures and some record snowfall. So on April 5th, Petersburg got 5 inches of snowfall, which was a record. And also your total for the month, let me see here, was 8.6 inches of snowfall for the month of April. And the normal is 1.1 inch, so significantly above normal. And then we started warming up and we had a record high temperature of 68 degrees on April 18th. And then we ended the month with some record rains. And when I'm talking about the climate normal, we're now using the new climate normal, which is the 30-year period from 1991 till 2020. And on Facebook and other social media platforms, the National Weather Service will be posting how the new normals are different from the old normals.
So it really was a tale of 2 months in April with that cold and then changing to dramatic warm temperatures back to rain, or 3 months maybe fit into one.
Yeah, exactly. We had so much snow in March. So, you know, I think we expected it a little bit in April, but then that stretch of nice, dry, warm weather was to make up for all that snow, I think.
So as we started off the month of May this past week, it feels a little bit more like springtime temperatures.
Yeah, and our climate outlook right now is the temperatures for summer should be slightly above normal. Again, that normal period being 1991 to 2020. And precipitation-wise, it should be around normal.
Okay. What is the weather pattern we're in currently this week? Nothing too dramatic in terms of strong lows or anything moving through, right?
Correct. It looks like the strongest winds on the inner channels should be Thursday evening, 10 to 15 knots. But overall, nothing significant. Maybe a break in the showers on Thursday, and then the showers will come back in Friday for the weekend. Highs upper 40s, lows near 40.
Okay, so not too much change from what we see at the moment.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else to know about what's coming up?
I think that's it for me.
Okay. Thanks for the time, Kayla.
Yeah, of course.